You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat, two sweets, the travel kitty. I have a big girlfriend. Angela's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have to, of course. I have a bull. In the summer, I stay cool. To a fountain, live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Woof and super smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure on Pet Life Radio. I'm Megan Blake, and tonight we're going to the red carpet for fashion at the premier H Couture fashion show in Los Angeles, presented by the Humane Society of the United States. And the star power is out in force. Tonight on a Super Smiley Adventure, we'll talk with the stars of Twilight, The Vampire Diaries, and Glee, and many more very cool films and TV series. Now here's the question. Can we be fashionistas and animal friendly? Designers Mark Bauer and John Bartlett are here with fashions that have adorned the covers of Cosmopolitan, Vanity Fair, Vogue, dressing stars like Angelina Jolie, and designs from Kimberly Ovitz, Charlotte Rawson, and Victoria Bartlett will adorn the runway. And I hear that hair mogul and animal lover Chaz Dean is coming to show his support too. I've seen his dogs on TV, and I hope we get to talk with Chaz. This is going to be an amazing event. Here we go. Oh, on the runway, here comes beautiful Fiona Gubelman from Wilford. Fiona, first of all, thank you for joining us on Pet Life Radio. And tonight, we're here at the H Couture with HSUS. And tell us about what we're presenting to everyone as far as fashion goes. How can we be fashionistas and still be animal friendly?
Well, you know, it's actually quite easy. You know, fur-free is definitely extremely important. And just cruelty-free. Finding brands that support cruelty-free is so easy. Just trying to avoid leather, trying to avoid fur, anything that brings harm to other living creatures.
It really is simple. I have the cutest jackets, and they're actually pleather. And I get so many compliments on them, and I tell people, I say, it's pleather, it's not leather. I'm sure you do the same thing, right?
Oh, exactly. You know, Free People, actually, one of my favorite companies, they have actually been, the past couple years, releasing the most beautiful vegan leather jackets, skirts, shoes. They do have some leather as well, but their vegan stuff is incredible. I get, you know, a lot of my vegan leathers, I get so many compliments on, and people can't tell the difference.
It's really, really good to know. Yeah. Free People. I love Free People also. And Fiona, with you being in the spotlight, I'm sure that you set this example. Do you find that you actually do influence people, that they ask you what you're wearing and you're able to maybe change their minds a little bit?
You know, I just wear what I love, and you know, I hope that it influences people, and people definitely ask, you know, if I tweet about it or people will see something, and it's great to hear people say, oh, you know, go out and get something because of it, but you know, I...
Well, Fiona, thank you so much for adding your voice to this cause and for joining us on Pet Life Radio. Have a wonderful time tonight.
Thanks, you too. Your earrings are gorgeous.
Thank you. Bye.
And here he is, that very familiar face, hair mogul Chaz Dean.
Chaz Dean, welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Hello, hello, hello.
Thank you so much for being with us. My name's Megan Blake, and we've all seen your amazing hair, beautiful hair products, and tonight we're here being cruelty-free with our fashion. Can you tell us about your products and how that all integrates with what you're doing?
Well, I'm here. Mark Bauer invited me, and we all know Mark Bauer, and it's because we work together at QVC, and my products are not animal-tested. They're cruelty-free. I think we're at a time in 2012 where it's time to be responsible, find out what ingredients are in your products, find out if they are animal-tested. Be responsible. I said, if you have a dog, if you have a cat, if you have any pet, if you've ever had a pet in your life, attach that to what's happening to animals, and I guarantee you will change your view on it. Because I think many times people disconnect and think, I'm being serious, it's a rat or it's a rabbit or it's this. Attach it to your animal, your pet that you have, and think about if someone was doing those elements or those harsh testings to your pet, and be a little bit more compassionate and understanding. I feel we've taken a big turn in that direction because people are being much more responsible, but we still have a long way to go. A long way to go.
We do, but it's people like you speaking out and the designers here tonight that I believe we're coming to a tipping point, and hopefully the mass consciousness will change and it will be the right thing to do for everyone.
Well, and I think it's funny because I had said earlier tonight that people ask me all the time, are your products tested on animals? Are they cruelty-free? And I'm like, at first I get offended that they ask me that because I would never do that. But then I have to think about it and think, wait a minute, I have to be glad they're asking me that. Exactly.
Exactly.
But at first I get offended because I'm like, how could you think I possibly
But then it's like, thank
but
you
I
for
think
asking.
About it, and it's right. like, thank you, because it shows they're being responsible. And I get that question, honestly, almost every day. So the fact that they're asking that, I have to look at it as we're making a change and things are happening because people are asking that question. And I love that.
I love that too. Thank you for giving
You're
us
welcome.
That feedback.
You're
That's
welcome.
Wonderful.
So think about your products and what's in there.
Absolutely. And don't you have a line for dogs coming out or something?
I
Tell
do.
Us.
How did you know that? That's one thing. The pet line, been working on it. It's just a matter of I got to do one at a time.
Right.
But I use my Wen on my pets every single Friday. They get groomed. They have the silkiest, shiniest, most soft, bouncy, shiny coat.
I want to try this.
Oh, it's incredible.
I'm oh, I can't
hair.
Wait.
And mine's 19 years.
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful.
No
Everybody, wait. I'm feeling Charles Dean's hair. Woo!
Yep.
Well,
so
Chad,
no lather for 19 years.
I
and
love it.
And my labs, I have three labs, and their coats are so soft, so shiny. So, yes, when pets is coming, and you too can have beautiful, healthy, shiny. Because your pets, you know, when they get drier, they get flakier, all the hot spots, it's because of the chemicals you're using on them. Stop using those harsh chemicals. And I always say to people, would you use it on yourself? And their first question, would you use a pet shampoo?
Of course not.
Why? Because you know it's nasty and chemicals.
Right, right.
But you're using on your pet. Not you, but people.
I know what you mean. Yes,
so that's
yes.
my point is think about what you're doing. Think about what you're putting on yourself. Think about what you're putting on your pets. If you won't put it on yourself, don't put it on your pet.
It's got to be good enough for both of us,
yes.
right?
There yeah. Well, like now, we use the Wen on the pets, and when Wen Pets comes out, the difference between the Wen Pets and the traditional Wen is their alkaline level's higher. So it's a higher alkaline. They can also obviously handle more of the essential oils because it's not weighing hair down. It's
right.
their fur.
Right.
So
right.
there's differences, absolutely, but it's coming soon.
Well, Chaz, I've seen you on television. I love what you do, and I'm just even more in love with you, knowing
you.
Now that you are animal-friendly and knowing all about you. Thank you.
You
so much for
Thank
sharing
you.
All this on Pet
Come
Life Radio.
Studio, when, if I'm at the salon, they're there with us.
Okay,
it's
well,
Hunter, Spencer, and Ella, all brother and sister. So,
I love that. I love that. Thank
Here.
You.
And that was Chaz Dean. How cute is he? I love him. Okay, let's see. Coming up, I see Brooke Lyons from Two Broke Girls and Tori DeVito from The Vampire Diaries. And here's Charlotte Ross from Glee.
Really good to see you, Charlotte Ross. Charlotte, welcome to Pet Life Radio. We are so
thank
excited
you.
That you're here.
And I, to see you.
You look gorgeous, and your shoes. I have to say, Charlotte always has on the most amazing
you're
shoes.
A shoe fetish woman, so I know you'd like my shoes. I'm sure you know who they're by.
No, tell me.
You don't know?
No.
Oh, well, you know, Lady Gaga made them famous. They're
Oh, very, very cool. And tonight it's all about fashion. It's all about animal-friendly fashion, right? Tell us why we're here.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm wearing Mark Bauer tonight, who I'm a big fan of.
Excellent, yes.
Is he here? Is he walking the carpet?
He will be here, yes.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I mean, I think that if everybody knew more about what goes into making a fur jacket or a fur stole of any kind, I really don't think they would ever buy fur because if they knew the suffering that goes into these animals and when they kill them, from anal electrocution to gassing to poisoning to breaking their neck to steel hold leg traps, I really don't think that they would...
To being skinned alive.
If they have a conscience, I really... Well, especially if you're into fashion and you like fur, because I wear fake fur all the time and it's really, really warm. I mean, the adage that it's... You know, I need to wear fur because it's cold is simply just not true. And it's also the kinds of hip fur they have out there are totally competitive, if not more so than the real fur. So,
absolutely. And I have a really cuddly little jacket as well that's faux fur. And people are always coming up and saying, oh, that's so beautiful. And I say, it's faux. It's really cool.
Yeah, right? I know. I know. I wear fake fur a lot because people kind of know that I'm an animal rights person. So they know that it's fake. And you really can't tell the difference. But I'm really glad they passed that law in 2010 for the truth of labeling the fur, really where it's from and who it's by. So hopefully we can start eliminating the fake fur that actually might be real fur problem.
Exactly. Because that's one thing. First, you have to make the decision, but then you have to know what you're buying, right?
Yeah, and you have to be smart. You have to be smart about it. But the truth is, I would like to think that most of the fake fur out there is legitimate fake fur. And I really think that you can still wear and design amazing gowns and with fur trim and things that are fake. There's no reason for it anymore. So I'm hoping it gets phased out.
Well, Charlotte, you always look beautiful, and I know you are always, thank you, and you're always 100% animal friendly, and we thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
So good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Okay.
And here comes the MC for the evening, Tori DeVito from The Vampire Diaries and Pretty Little Liars. She's co-emceeing H. Couture tonight with her husband, also from The Vampire Diaries, Paul Wesley. Let's get her take on furry fashions.
Tori DeVito, star of Vampire Diaries, thank you for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Yeah, of course.
So, Tori, why is it so important for us to make fashion choices that are conscious?
It's very important because, well, my main problem with it is that it's just unnecessary now. You know, we're not cavemen anymore. We don't need it for warmth. We don't need it for anything. You know, they need it for themselves, you know, the animals. And so I think it's important, you know, to be aware of that. You know, and know that there's more options out there that are just as nice as the real options and a lot better.
Exactly, a lot better. And isn't it wonderful that a lot of the designers are actually coming on board and putting this out as not only their designs, but as their mission? What do you think about that?
I think that's really, really amazing and really cool, because what better way to reach out to people than through top designers, you know, to show people, like, this is just as beautiful, and you don't have to wear the real thing. I think it's really cool.
Right, and also celebrities like you, Tori. I want to thank you so much for setting such a wonderful example. What would you like to tell people about picking fashions so that they are animal conscious? What do you want everyone to know?
Gosh, just that there's just so many options out there, you know, that you'll find that are just as amazing.
And fur is never an option, is that correct?
Fur is never an option. Never, 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 never. I mean, I don't even know how you can be aware of what the process is and then still choose to wear it. I just think you have to be kind of a screwed up, weird person.
And some people say, oh, but it's just a little trim. What do you think? Tell us about that.
A little trim kills an entire animal. It doesn't matter. You can't just take a piece off the animal and have him still running around.
Right.
An entire trim kills an animal. It doesn't matter what it is. It shouldn't be worn.
That's right. And I love the HSUS because they lobby for legislation, but we can vote in the marketplace. Would you tell everyone about that?
You can stamp. Your vote matters most by not buying and by actually buying faux things and making a point of it and a point of talking about it and telling other people.
I love it. Just like you're doing. Have a wonderful time tonight, Tori DeVito. Thank you for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
And Charlotte mentioned that she was wearing Mark Bauer. He's one of the fantastic designers here tonight showing his fashions. Mark stands up for kindness and compassion to animals.
Hi, Mark Bauer. Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
It's a really, really great night and a good cause. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. We are so honored that you are here. And your resume, your background as a designer is just so incredibly impressive. Your designs have been on so many covers, Vanity Fair, Cosmopolitan. You've dressed Angelina Jolie. And now you're standing up for animal-friendly clothing. Tell
us about that. My most important cause. Animals are so abused by the fashion industry, the beauty industry, the food industry, and I'm trying to make my voice heard so that we can create a better life for animals of all kinds, whether they're in the wild or they're domesticated. All animals should be treated with dignity and kindness, whether they're your pets or, you know, they're in game reserves or in the wild. They shouldn't be hunted for their fur, for their leather, for their horns. It's just really disgusting. The thing is to educate yourself to become aware of the process. How do things land up in front of us? They can be pretty and furry and funny and cute and lovely and feel good and taste good, but how do they get to us? Being an understanding, compassionate human being, you need to become aware of the process. You cannot ignore that. Moving towards a better future is understanding the process and knowing how things land up in front of us. And do you want to be part of that process? Most of the time, it's pretty horrific. Especially when it comes to fur and leather and food with animals, it's just horrific. And I don't want to be part of that, and that is the reason why I'm here tonight.
And I appreciate you standing up for that so much, because I believe that when people like you stand up, that there will be more designers. And obviously, you're influencing celebrities to wear your beautiful, beautiful clothes. Do you believe that by them wearing your clothes, that they're actually starting to make more conscious choices like you?
Oh, I think so. I think celebrities have definitely become more aware of how abusive the industry is towards animals. And, you know, and those few celebrities who do wear fur on the red carpet really look stupid. I mean, it's just a dumb, stupid thing. Fur does not belong on a human body. It belongs on an animal, you know. that it's its own fur.
Very, very well said, Mark. Thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio. And absolutely, and I want to just say bless you for all that you are doing. Yes, say as much as you like.
Please adopt an animal. Do not go to pet stores and buy pets. There are so many unwanted animals in shelters that are euthanized every day. Thousands and thousands of animals are euthanized all over this country every day. There's a pet waiting for you, a loving animal. Go and adopt it. Don't go to a pet store.
I love that. I stand absolutely behind that as well. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful time tonight. Mwah.
Smiley likes that one. He gives Mark's pet adoption comments 4 paws up. Let's see. I see Twilight's Christian Cerrados coming down the red carpet. So, okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more designers and stars from the red carpet at H Couture.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, 4 to be exact.
I'm Smiley Dog. I'm Super Smiley. Must rock.
This is Pet Life Radio, the possumest pet party place on the planet.
Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby. Isn't it? Yeah.
Get ready for some tail wagging, fur flying, feather flapping fun.
Oh, yeah.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley adventure at the H Couture Fashion Show, presented by the Humane Society of the United States, featuring animal-friendly, fur-free fashions. We're on the red carpet, and Twilight's Christian Cerrados is quickly approaching us, and I also see Brooke Lyons from Two Broke Girls and Zach McGowan from Shameless, and oh, I love Owain Yeoman from The Mentalist, all out to show that fashionistas can be animal-friendly. I love it. And here comes Katie Cleary from Deal or No Deal.
Hi, Katie. I'm Megan with Pet Life Radio.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so Katie Cleary, welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
And Katie's with us from Deal or No Deal, yeah, and America's Next Top Model.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So, Katie, being immersed in the fashion world like you are you seeing a change in people trying to not wear fur, or is there still a big contingent where we should be wearing it, go back to the old glamour days? What are you seeing?
Well, the thing is, the unfortunate thing is, I feel like a lot of the big designers have yet to really stop selling and manufacturing fur, and it's really upsetting. And it's not even just fur. It's crocodile, and it's snakes, and it's just horrible. There's things that I've been seeing lately, and, you know, last year I produced the event with Betty White called Diamonds Not Fur, and we helped to pass the fur free bill, and that was a really big deal. And I think that that raised a lot of awareness. So I think that fur free bill being passed turned the corner.
And could you tell everyone what the free fur bill is? Let everybody know.
Yeah. So the fur free bill is actually it's a bill that passed in West Hollywood where no one can buy or sell fur.
Yes, we're familiar with West Hollywood.
Stores. Yes. So it's just West Hollywood, and it's funny because last year Joanna Krupa and I'm sure you know from the Real Housewives of Miami, she's a good friend of mine, and I asked her to come on board for a protest for the Kardashian store Dash because I found out that they were selling fur, and we got 150,000 signatures. We presented it to, we had a big conference, you know, press conference outside their store. We presented it to them. Actually, they weren't there, but actually the people at the store, and they stopped selling fur.
They did. Well, congratulations.
Which is great. And then they moved their store to West Hollywood, but the West Hollywood bill passed, so they couldn't sell fur if they really wanted to, which is great.
Right.
So I just think it's really important for people that are in such a high position, such as the Kardashians or you know, anyone that's a celebrity, if they have a passion, I really speak out on your passion, because that's why you're here. You have a voice. Use it, you know. And so that's why I encourage people to really, you know, really just make a difference. If you're, whether it's children, whether it's animals, whether it's, you know, cancer, whether it's, you know, whatever you have a passion for, really use your voice as a celebrity and do something about it.
Right. I love that. I love that you said that. And obviously, you're anti-fur, you're cruelty-free in your fashion design and your fashion wearing. So what would you tell people? What do you advise people in their fashion choices?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I just say just make sure that you look at the labels and make sure that you, you know, look at things that are made in the U.S. I think that's very important, because there's not a lot of regulations on things that are made in other countries. And yeah, there isn't many regulations in the U.S. as well, but there's more in the U.S. than there is in China and India. So I encourage people to buy products and clothes that are made in the U.S. and manufacture in the U.S. Keep it in the country. I feel like that's going to strengthen our economy.
Right. And fur free, of course. Right?
And of course fur free and leather free. You know, there's so many options out there. You need to wear leather.
Right. You can be a fashionista and still be animal friendly, right?
It's called pleather. Pleather. Wear pleather. No leather.
Thank you so much.
Katie Cleary is very beautiful, and she knows her stuff. And oh, here comes one of the fashion designers. Yay! John Bartlett.
John, may I talk with you from Pet Life Radio?
Yeah.
Hi, John. John Bartlett, welcome to Pet Life Radio. And we are so excited. We cannot tell you how much we honor you for what you're doing tonight.
Wow,
the fur-free fashion. Thank you very much. Tell us about your, you've had other projects that are animal-friendly, right?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about
them. Well, gosh, I don't even know where to start. You have a few hours?
I want to hear everything. I do.
A few years ago, I had kind of an awakening, and I realized that my industry is very much about fur. And when I started looking into my industry, and I started reading, I became vegan, number one, and then I slowly pulled away from using any kind of animals, leather, wool even, and moved my whole collection and my whole design aesthetic to plant-based or synthetics. And so that's been really, really exciting for me. And so to be able to work with the Humane Society, when I went for, I used fur like 15 years ago, and I didn't even feel good about it then. But when I became vegan and I wanted to get more involved, I reached out to the Humane Society. I went down to D.C. and I met them, and I was just blown away by the work that they do. And since then, I started a foundation called the Tiny Tim Rescue Fund. So I give 10% of what I make to this fund, and the fund gives money to people doing rescue that are going into the kill shelters, pulling dogs off the euthanasia list. And the money, I realized they need a lot of money for vets or for fostering or whatever. So I wanted to give money towards that.
And I love this. What you're describing is completely integrated. And that's what I love about people on a mission. You talked about giving money to the shelters. All of your clothing is designed that's animal friendly. I just honor that so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. So how can you tell other, could you please tell other people to follow their passion but have integrity? I want you to say it because you're doing it. You're walking it.
Well, it's interesting because I still feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I'm just figuring it out and I'm just trying to, I guess for me, I haven't connected all the dots because I love fashion, I love creativity, I love following my dream, but I also see a bigger picture. And so I want to figure out how to make all of that work. And but it's been amazing, and the Humane Society has been a big inspiration for me.
I love that. And the Humane Society of the United States is all about the big picture.
Yeah.
Wayne Pacelli is so, he's so strong in that. Integrate, again, that word, integrating everything. And they work with legislation, but you're working changing the perception of people so that they see what really is good to use. And also, they have another vote in the marketplace by buying your clothes, right?
I hope so, yeah. And what's interesting is, like, a lot of my colleagues in fashion still use fur, but they're animal lovers, quote unquote, and they have rescue dogs. And when I tell them, listen, a lot of the fur that's coming from China is actually from dogs, they go into total denial. So I think slowly it's happening, but I think what has to happen is either a major magazine or a major, major high-end designer needs to be a game changer and just come out against fur. And everybody's sadly, in my industry, people are afraid to speak out against fur.
Well, you know what? You've heard of the tipping point, right? And you are absolutely one of those bringing it towards the tipping point with your voice, with your clothing lines. And we are just so honored and
so
thrilled that you're here tonight. Thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life.
Thank you. I love it.
That was John Bartlett, and we love him. Oh, and here comes Twilight's Christian Cerratos. Christian plays Angela Weber in the Twilight saga, and she has done an I'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur campaign. Here's Christian.
I'm Megan from Pet Life Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And so tonight we're here promoting animal-friendly clothing, and you look beautiful tonight. So it's easy to do that, isn't it?
Oh, it's so easy to do it. I've been not wearing fur or leather for a long time now. It's hard at first transitioning because a lot of people don't know where to look, but some of my favorite designers are animal friendly. Like Stella McCartney is some of like my best clothing and shoes. All my bags are Stella McCartney mostly.
Wonderful. That's good to know because some people maybe they didn't know, it's out there so much, but now they are trying to transition. So you're someone who did that and you're saying it can be done, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, even I don't eat meat. So that's another thing that people think is just very, very hard, but it's not hard once you get in the groove of it. That's actually much easier and it feel better afterwards.
Right. And tell us, why should we do this? Why is it so important?
It's not to anyone's fault, but a lot of people don't really correlate what they're wearing to how it happens.
To where it came from.
Yeah, where it comes from. And people just kind of think that nothing really goes into these furs or what have you. But I encourage as many people as I can, even family members and friends who don't really know better, just to educate themselves and like go to look online and see what happens. And also, don't be ignorant. Like, a lot of people say, oh, no, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. It's sad. You got to watch these things. Otherwise, you're just going to stay dumb. Like, just educate yourself.
Exactly. So when we see a piece of fur in the store, we need to not have that disconnect and know it did come from a little animal, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And do you have any pets yourself?
I do, my children. I have 6 miniature poodles. And so they're with family.
6?
6, yes. We have the whole family. My mom has the dad and 2 babies. I have the mom and a baby. My grandma has a baby. So we love our kids, and I think that's something that's really important too, is a lot of people need to understand there's no difference between your animal and the animal you're buying at sex.
I love that. Would you say that one more time?
That people need to realize that there's really no difference between their pets at home and their babies at home and the animals that they're buying at sex.
There you go. I think that said it all. Thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio, and have a wonderful time tonight.
Thank you.
Owen!
It's actually Owine, but the only person who calls me Owine is my father. So if you call me Owen, I feel like I've been naughty and I've been sent to my room.
So say it. Tell me what you want me to say.
Just Owen.
Owen.
Yeah, there we are.
Hello, Owen.
Hello,
Owen. Welcome to Pet Life Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. I always love seeing you. I saw you at the Genesis Awards, and tonight we're here speaking for animal-free fashion. Tell us about that.
Well, I think it's a wonderful cause. You know, it's so lovely to be able to unite 2 of my passions, fashion and, you know, cruelty-free causes. It's, you know, I've been a long supporter of the Humane Society, as you know, and it's so lovely to come to an event that actually means something. You know, I always say this at the Genesis Awards. I think in Hollywood, we go to things and we pretend they're very important, you know, and at the end of the day, there's nothing more important than giving a voice to animals who can't speak for themselves. You know, we're proud dog owners. You know, I love my little French bulldog, Cash. And so it's, you know, I can never draw a line between the animals that people decide to eat and the animals that we decide to care for. As far as I'm concerned, they're one and the same. And I've been vegetarian now for 4 years. Love it. Very, very proud to be vegetarian. I'm very proud to spread the message of, you know, cruelty-free awareness.
Absolutely. You just mentioned that your dog having similar, I guess, sensibilities to an animal we might eat. There was just a little video on YouTube about a pig saving a little goat that was drowning, and it's a similar thing. When you look in your dog's eyes, it's similar to looking into an intelligent pig's eyes. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're all the time, so my girlfriend Gigi, all the time we'll be out and we'll see animals in the wild and we say, oh my God, he looks just like Cash, you know, and just like our little French bulldog. And it breaks my heart when I see, you know, animals being abused or being mistreated or, you know, and this is why I love the Humane Society, because they're not just about, you know, being radical animal people. They're about spreading an educative and important message, you know, and making us realize that we all have the power to do something. You know, we don't have to be a head of state or, you know, a famous actor or anything. It's just, I do believe charity starts at home, and, you know, and this is definitely a case.
And how could we have the power? You said we all have the power. Tell everyone what we can do.
Well, I think, you know, very small things, little small gestures. I decided that I had a real ethical problem with eating meat. Going vegetarian was a very easy decision for me, you know. Little things like making sure that we don't buy leather, that we don't buy fur to wear. It's so unnecessary in this day and age when we have wonderful, like, synthetic fibers that animals haven't had to suffer to wear. It seems like, for me, it's a real no-brainer. You know, I did a big campaign a few years ago where we urged Her Majesty to stop using bearskin for the hats that the guards wear. Little things like that, and people are standing up and they're listening. So, you know, it's a question of just being a little bit proactive on our own behalf, seeing what we can do, and every little bit helps, I think.
It does, and everyone here looks fabulous, and we all are animal-friendly in our attire tonight, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know, you can look good and not be cruel. It's dead easy. Yeah.
I like it. That's well said. Thank you, Owen. Did I say it correctly?
Yes,
Owen, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio. Bye. Have a good night.
And here comes the beautiful Lindsay Pulsifer from True Blood.
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Lindsay. It's so good to meet you. Thank you for talking with us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. You look beautiful. I love your dress.
Thank you, and so do you. And I believe that everything you have on is animal friendly. So are we talking about that tonight?
You know, we are. It's a huge topic tonight. I'm so excited that all of these designers are featuring fur-free clothing and designs. I think that it makes it obvious that we don't need to wear other animals' skins or, you know, fur to make ourselves look good.
Right. And so, obviously, you don't do that. What would you want to tell people when they go out and choose their clothing? Because sometimes people say, oh, it's just a little piece of fur. It's just a little tassel or something.
Right.
What about that?
Well, you know, I think that it's everybody to each his own. For me personally, I don't want to. It's hard for me to wear another animal's fur. I don't think that it's. It breaks my heart to think about the animals, what they have to go through. So.
Right. And do you have any pets yourself?
I do. I have a little hairless chihuahua named Mars. She's a little mutt. I've had her for about 2.5 years. I rescued her from San Bernardino High Kill Shelter, and she is the love of my life. I just love her to death.
Did you say her name is Mars?
Mars, like the planet.
Oh, what a cute name for a little hairless chihuahua.
Yeah.
And I believe that animals are healers and teachers. Does Mars ever tell you anything?
Oh, my goodness. She speaks to me with her eyes. Yeah. She has very expressive eyes. I can tell that she has a long history, and it wasn't such a pleasant one, but I'm so happy to be in her life now and have her in mine.
So. Oh, I'm glad that you have her, and thank you so much for talking with us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you. So nice to talk with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, Brooke. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio.
Hi, so nice to meet you.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you, too. We're talking with Brooke Lyons from Two Broke Girls, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And you are adorable. Thank you so much for being here tonight for the H Couture presented by Humane Society of the United States. So what is your position on fashion?
On fashion?
Yes. Can we be fashionistas and still be animal friendly?
110%. You know, that's what tonight is all about. And I'm really excited to come out and support designers who are furthering that mission and excited to see what they've designed.
Isn't it amazing that they're fashion designers, not only celebrities, because so many celebrities have already come out against fur and trying to be vegan in the dressing, but the fashion designers are starting entire lines that are animal friendly. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, because I think, you know, we live in a highly visual culture and media is everything, right, in a way, and so it's so saturated with images and images, and those setting the trends, those most in control of the images, I think have a lot of responsibility. Being so visible, there's a lot of responsibility that comes along with that. And so by setting that trend, if a celebrity doesn't wear fur, if a fashion designer does not design garments with fur, it'll trickle down into...
Exactly. And the celebrities like you setting this example is an amazing thing that I think will filter down to the mass consciousness. Is that what you're hoping?
Absolutely.
And if you could tell everybody something about fashion, what is the thing you tell them to try to look for in the stores? Because you look adorable.
Oh, gosh,
and I'm sure that what you're wearing, you know, didn't harm any animals in the process.
No,
so tell us
about it. A little bit. Well, definitely no fur, no animal, anything. However, I was saying to somebody just recently, I love new things. I love to see what's out there, but I've never been a big trend person. I think authenticity is key. I think know yourself, know your essence, know your body. Choose what makes you feel comfortable and fabulous.
I love that. I think that is absolutely perfect. I think it's perfect.
Choose what is reflective of you and rock it out and be unique.
And you know what? If we love animals and we choose what's reflective of us, the rest will fall right into place. I think you said that just right.
I agree, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you so much. It's really nice to meet you.
You have a wonderful time tonight.
Thank you. You too.
That was Brooke Lyons from Two Broke Girls. Hi, Zach. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio. Zach McGowan from Shameless. Thank you so much for joining us. So it's really exciting here tonight. Obviously, women have the choice in stores of wearing fur, and we want to discourage that completely. How can men help with this battle against buying fur?
Well, I think it's important for everyone to help out as they can. And as men, I think we can just, to me, I think it's as easy as just not buying it, to be honest.
Absolutely, because the HSUS is so wonderful because they work within the legislative, you know, structure, but we can vote in the marketplace. What do you think about that?
Absolutely. I think that's the most important thing that people forget. You know, you vote with your wallets, and that's the way it works.
There you go. And Zach, do you have any pets yourself?
I do. I have Sophie. She's about an 85, 90-pound rescue pit bull that we absolutely adore.
That's a cute name for pit bull, too.
Yeah. Well, she had her name when we got her. She was Sophie, and she looks like a beast, but she's, you know, she's just really a sweetheart, and she...
Kind of like you, right?
That's kind of like Jody. Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life
Thank
Radio.
You. Thank you.
And coming up next is Emma Pearson from Hotel Babylon. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Welcome to Pet Life Radio.
Thank you very much.
And thank you so much for coming out to support fur-free and animal-friendly fashion. I mean, obviously, celebrities can shed so much light and have so much influence. How do you do that?
Well, I think the thing is that you just make your own individual choices. And naturally, people who like what you're doing out there in the world that they're seeing, they might tap into that, and you have to hope that some of the things that you're supporting, they'll be switched on to as well.
And tell us about your fashion choices.
Well, I'm not a vegan, but I am a vegetarian, and I have been a vegetarian for over 20 years. And for me, it was just a natural thing that I never wanted to eat meat even as a child. And so I think naturally with making that decision quite young on in my life, it's also had a knock-on effect into my fashion choices. And it didn't start off with such a conscious decision, but then as you become educated, informed in all of the processes that go on behind the fur, it's just, I mean, and even for parts, I won't wear fur. So, I mean, it's, I prefer it on my cat to and on my dog, yes. And he wears it a bit better than me.
That's right. And it's so true that everyone here looks so lovely tonight, and we're all dressed up, right?
Uh-huh.
And everyone is wearing animal-friendly clothing, right? And we look gorgeous.
Pleather. There is a lot to be said for pleather. You can get away with loads of things. And I mean, you know, now with the technology for material is just so advanced. There are moments when I go and I look at things that are non-fur and I have to double check and that it really isn't fur.
Exactly. So labeling is very important as well, right?
Yes, completely. Because the thing is nowadays it's just it can be, you know, recreated so incredibly well. I mean, if we can recreate the stuff we do in the movies, then we can...
There you go. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Pet Life Radio, and thank you for everything that you do and bring into the light this cause.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye. Have a wonderful time.
Emma Pearson from Hotel Babylon. And here comes some of the brains behind H. Couture, fashion outreach manager for HSUS's Fur Free campaign, Michelle McDonald.
Hi, Michelle. I'm Megan Blake with Pet Life Radio.
So nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
And what do you do with the Humane Society? The Humane Society is so massive. There's so many different divisions. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm actually the fashion outreach manager on the Fur Free campaign. So I am lucky enough to be able to work with these amazing Fur Free designers. And I also work with fashion students and just help spread the word that fur is cruel, fur is unnecessary, and we just don't need it.
And I love that because we were commenting on how it's amazing and wonderful that the celebrities are coming out. It's almost, it's even more fabulous that the designers are making the fashions that are fur-free, but I never thought about the fashion students. Brilliant idea. Tell us about your outreach.
Yeah, it's really exciting to be able to, you know, speak to students, speak to, you know, the next big fashion designers. We work with some of the top fashion schools in the country, and it's really inspiring to hear them after we speak to them, hearing them say, you know what, I will never use fur after I know what's actually happening in the industry.
And there's so many other wonderful choices that we can make as well. I know I have some really adorable little pleather jackets, and people actually come up to me and say, that's the cutest little jacket. Oh, and they touch it. What is it? And I'm like, it's pleather. And they're like, cool. Right?
I get the same thing all the time. You know, whether it's faux leather, faux fur, there are so many amazing alternatives out there. And these designers tonight are just showing us all these alternatives and that they're fashionable and that they're amazing.
We can be fashionistas and be animal friendly, right?
Exactly.
I love it. Well, thank you for talking with us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you so much.
That was HSUS's Michelle McDonald. And everyone is making their way into the fashion show right now. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back with the after party.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Spotty McDonald.
Unleashing the power of your pets. Pet power. Talk radio with bites. We're Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network. Let's talk pets.
And we're back on a super smiley adventure at H Couture where the fashions are animal friendly. You all have to check out the pictures on our show page to see the fashions and the staging. It was truly awesomely gorgeous. And when you look at it, you're going to see what I mean. There was one scarlet red evening gown that flowed behind the model. It was so beautiful. It didn't even look real. It looked like some sort of painted art. And okay, now we're headed into the after party and I'm going to grab some more interviews.
We're with Wayne Pacelli, the CEO and president of Humane Society of the United States, after the amazing H Couture HSUS fashion show. Wayne, thank you so much for bringing Fur Free to the state legislature, to the nation's capital, and now to the runway with designers and celebrities. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's one of these things where when you see these beautiful designs, you think, why would anyone ever want or need to wear fur? It's absolutely, positively, completely unnecessary. And, you know, being good to animals is part of who we are. And, you know, it's so important for us to act on the principles that we hold so dear. If cruelty means something, it has to be applied in the real world. And fur does not make the cut.
And tonight it was shown beautifully, gorgeously, and glamorously. Thank you so much, Wayne, for all you do.
Well, thank you for all you do. You're one of our leaders, and we love working with you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Okay.
And we're here with Lou Parker. Lou Parker is a 2-time Genesis Award winner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, Lou, congratulations. And we just finished the fashion show. Was this amazing? Tell me.
It really was amazing. I came with a girlfriend of mine, and we had great seats, and we were able to see some amazing fashions here from Los Angeles. But more importantly, we were talking about anti-fur. And I think that's so important that fashion designers are acknowledging the fact that we don't have to have beautiful fashions with animal fur. And it just makes me so proud. You want to acknowledge them and buy their product.
Absolutely. And we all can be examples in our lives just by sharing the message, right?
100%. You know, it's so amazing that even there's a dog here at the fashion show. I saw a service dog, which reminded me of my dog that didn't want me to leave home a few minutes ago. But, you know, it's even the bags say anti-fur on them. And I think if we just continue to get the message out on a daily basis or a weekly basis or with events like this, eventually people will catch on.
Thank you, Lou Parker, for all you do.
Yes,
and thank you for joining
you.
Us on Pet Life Radio.
Yay!
And we're here after the fashion show with Robert Cabral. Robert's an amazing dog trainer, dog behaviorist. We just love him in Malibu and all over California and all over the country. He does amazing work. Robert, what did you think about what we saw tonight?
You know, I thought it was an amazing show and an amazing fashion to see what people can do without using animals. And it gives me a leg up on what I'm going to be wearing next season on the beach.
That's right. We had women's fashions and men's fashions. I mean, this show just covered everything and showed that we do not have to use animals to look fabulous. What do you think?
And I agree. And I will be wearing mostly the men's fashion next season.
Good deal. We'll be seeing you out on the beach in Malibu. How about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, Robert. Thanks, Robert Cabral.
Thanks, Megan.
Oh, and here's Joanna Krupa from Dancing with the Stars.
I went with Joanna Krupa right after the fashion show and this amazing after party. Joanna, tell us about the fashions that we saw and why they're so extra cool.
You know, like all the designers that were here tonight are amazing because first of all, they're all about anti-cruelty. There's no reason to skin animals alive and put them through such pain and torture for amazing fashion. I mean, I am so in love with Mark Bauer from the past, but tonight, I mean, I couldn't keep myself from screaming. His gowns were so incredible. I already went up to him. I'm like, okay, I want this one and this one and this one. Amazing. And it just shows you and it proves to those fashion designers that feel that they need to use fur, they need to use leather. All these products that are just killing animals, they're torturing animals. There's no reason. If you have true talent, you don't need all that stuff. Like, leave the animals alone. Let them keep their fur. And focus on other things that are humane.
Absolutely, Joanna. Very, very well said. And you're right. The fashions were just stunning. Mark's, I literally had chills.
Yeah.
They were so
cute. Yeah. I mean, absolutely amazing. He's so talented. And again, it just shows you, if you have talent and you have an eye for fashion and you have a great heart, I mean, how perfect is he? You can get better than Mark Bauer. He's incredible.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, and here's a fellow Toyota pet expert.
And we're with Harrison Forbes on Pet Life Radio. Hi, Harrison.
How you doing, Megan?
I'm great. We just saw each other. Where were we this morning?
We were at the Strut Your Mutt event.
We did some strutting, and tonight we're out here with fur-free fashion, animal-friendly. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, HSUS, Wayne and I have been friends for a long time and always try and support their causes. And so Joanne and I came out to this event tonight, and we donated a couple of things to the auction, and just glad to be here in town visiting.
Very good. And it seems like the scales are kind of tipping, that people are becoming more conscious of their choices. Would you agree with that?
I think so. You know, all the way around, everything from what they're feeding their animals, how they're treating them, to the products that they buy. I mean, people, the public is so much more aware now than they were maybe 10, 15 years ago. So it's great to see public education like that.
Right.
But it takes events and people to really push those messages
That's
out
right.
there.
Well, thank you so much for helping push that message, Harrison. You have a good night.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
and I see Cindy Landon. I'm sure many of you remember her husband, the greatly loved actor Michael Landon. Cindy is a huge animal lover. She has dogs and horses.
Cindy, we're here for Fur Free Fashions. What did you think about what you saw tonight?
Oh, I thought it was really awesome, and I particularly liked Mark Bowers. And actually, Kim Ovitz went to school with my daughter, Jennifer, so really? It was kind of fun to be here and witness the whole fashion show. We had a great time.
And isn't it fabulous that Humane Society of the United States, they start with the legislation, and here we are seeing it right on the fashion show with designers and celebrities. Isn't that just amazing?
I think it's awesome. I think we need to have a fashion magazine that's strictly designers that go cruelty-free. That's what I hope to see in the future.
I love that. It's a great idea. Thank you, Cindy Landon.
You're so welcome.
Oh, and there's the author of San Diego Social Diary, Margot Schwab. I see her at almost every animal event I attend. She's a huge animal lover. Margot.
Okay, we're on Pet Life Radio. Tell me about your book and everything that you're doing.
San Diego Social Diary Collector's Edition, the first one out. It's like an art collector's edition book. It weighs 7 pounds.
Wow.
It took 9 months, so I had a baby. But not. But anyways, it's fabulous. And you're in there because you support animals. And I can't think of anything more important than supporting the lovely animals of our world and people who support animals. God bless you.
Now, oh, God bless you too. Now tell me, where can we get the book? Say the name of it again and let everyone know where we can get it.
San Diego Social Diary. And you can get it at down in San Diego or via me, socialdiarymargo@gmail.com.
Very cool.
It's going to be available. It's selling out.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on that. And what did you think about this amazing night tonight?
Thank you. We just, you know, the fashion imprint that this event made about being conscientious, about fur-free, doing it right, don't abuse animals. Right. Don't do it. Be smart. I love it.
And don't abuse them for any reason, fashion, food, whatever, right?
Exactly. I mean, vegan is great. Vegan rocks.
Vegan rocks. Yeah, thank you so much for joining us on Pet Life Radio.
Oh, thank you so much,
and good
Megan.
Luck with your book.
Yes, thank you. Woo!
And here's Christine Vasek, who works with a mega animal advocacy group.
And we're talking with Christine Vasek at the after party after this amazing fashion show. And Christine, I love your dress. This red dress is so beautiful. What do you think about fur-free fashion?
I think it's the only way to go. It's totally not necessary to use any animal skins or furs in fashion. As we saw tonight, there's plenty of beautiful fashion out there. And the compassionate designers are showing us how they can do it and how it can be done.
Isn't it cool that we're actually having designers that are known, that have been on the covers of Harper's Bazaar, of Cosmopolitan, and they are on the runway making this statement.
Exactly. And they've come out, you know, to say, we're for free, we won't use it. And they're making a statement, and they're showing how beautiful their fashions can be without having to use any fur. So it's great.
I agree. Thank you, Christine Vasek.
Thank you.
Tonight, I especially loved when designer Mark Bauer said all animals should be treated with kindness. The runway show was an amazing success.
And we're at the after party at the H Couture HSUS fashion show, completely fur-free and animal-friendly. And there are hundreds of people here in this room after the fashion show. The energy is just wild. The dresses were beautiful. There are men's fashions that were amazing. I am so proud to be here and to be representing Pet Life Radio for this fur-free and animal-friendly fashion show. Thank you, HSUS, for all you do. Everybody go out and make conscious choices when you pick your clothes. You can be fashionistas and animal-friendly. Woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.